This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Organizations along the American Indian Cultural Corridor have collaborated with NorthernLights.mn to bring the Late Night Arts Festival, Northern Spark, to Franklin Avenue. Here's reporter Leah Lem with the story.
This year's Northern Spark will include artist installations and performances along the American Indian Cultural Corridor on Franklin Avenue in the Phillips neighborhood of Minneapolis. The event takes place Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. each night.
The theme of the 2019 festival is We Are Here, Resilience, Renewal, and Regeneration.
Sarah Peters is the co-director of NorthernLights.mn, which produces Northern Spark each year.
That theme was sourced from the communities and neighborhoods and people where the event this year is taking place.
There are two other locations included in this year's Northern Spark, the Rondo neighborhood in St. Paul and the Commons in downtown Minneapolis. All events happen in all three locations on the same night. Sarah and her organization did a bunch of outreach in the communities to hear from the participating communities.
We got a whole range of answers back about that were difficult issues like gentrification and housing and racism, to celebratory issues, which is where those beautiful words like resilience come from. So we took all of that information and we took it to our program council, which is a group of artists that are deeply embedded in their communities, who helped us knit together the theme into the theme that we have today.
And together, they worked to form the theme, We Are Here, Resilience, Renewal, and Regeneration. Next, I spoke with someone who was on the program council.
I was actually invited to participate in the planning of the theme back in the summer.
I spoke with Alex Buffalohead, who was one of the eight people from the communities that worked on the theme of the festival. Alex is the Arts and Cultural Engagement Manager at the Native American Community Development Institute, or NACTI. NACTI is one of the festival partners.
One of the first Northern Sparks was here in the corridor. I believe it was in the parking lot of All My Relations in NACTI. Since I've started, the partnership has been really great, and we've asked for reciprocity, and they've definitely delivered that up over and beyond.
Alex speaks very positively about the collaboration, which has been built upon a strong relationship between the American Indian Cultural Corridor and festival staff. NorthernLights.mn has shared its resources with the corridor and has hired from within the community for festival security, tech jobs, and more.
And there's just a collaboration in all levels of the planning of the festival.
One of the many artists involved is Jonathan Thunder. His piece is called Manifesto. Manifesto is a series of animated short stories that will be projected onto the Many Rivers apartment building both nights of the festival. The Many Rivers building is right across from the NACTI parking lot at 15th Avenue South and Franklin Avenue East, but I was told you won't be able to miss it.
It's going to be quite a spectacle. You won't be able to miss it if you get on the Ave. You'll be able to see it from blocks away, and it'll include the imagery that I animated for Manifesto, and it will also include the soundscape, which includes Ojibwe language and themes.
Manifesto fits right into the theme of the festival with the combination of visuals, sounds, and language. The stories are representations of a resilient culture. The animations show Jonathan's interpretations of stories he heard growing up.
I call them vignettes that are my interpretation of stories that I've heard in Ojibwe communities around Minnesota. And I wanted to create those vignettes as a way of showing how they influence culture, which influences artists, either directly, consciously, or intuitively, and how that work shows up in contemporary artwork by artists of Native heritage.
For those who can't make it to Northern Spark, Manifesto also lives on at the Tweed Museum in Duluth. For a list of all the artists and more information about Northern Spark, visit 2019.northernspark.org. Northern Spark is free and open to the public. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.